Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got musical genius Devin Townsend. How are you doing, my friend?
It's great to talk to you again, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Happy to have you on the show. Here to talk to you about yet another one of your million projects. Let's talk about Casualties of Cool. First of all, tell us how this all came about, because this is something that I think has been in the works for a long time.
Yeah, well, I think the best place for me to start with a project like this and in trying to explain it is, number one, I'm not trying to be provocative by making all these records. I'm not trying to challenge my audience in any way. In fact, when something like this seems to come into my radar as a project that I want to pursue, my first thought is usually, oh God, now I'm going to have to explain this to people as to why I'm doing that. And Casualties, if you haven't heard it, it's sort of like an ambient, really dark sort of Americana, David Lynch-y sort of country thing that I do with a singer named Che. And it started while I was working on the record Deconstruction about 4 years ago. And because of my sort of obsessive nature, while I'm working on things, I tend to get so wound up in it that the only way for me to kind of get any relief from it all is just to finish it. So at the latter side of the deconstruction process, when there were so many layers and pieces of the puzzle to put together, I would come home at night from the studio, and I had bought myself an old Telecaster. And around midnight every night, I guess, is when I get home, and I was just plunking away on the guitar. Standard E, A, B chords and all that, for no reason other than it was relaxing for me because it was so simple. But as is the case with the way that these things go with me, it just one thing led to another, and then there was a chord that sort of struck an aesthetic in my mind that I wanted to pursue, and then I contacted Che, who I'd worked with before, and 4 years later we have Casualties of Cool, so hooray.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show with us, talking about his latest project, Casualties of Cool, which is out now. Definitely different than what he's done before, but still something really interesting to check out. I'm going to play you the closing track on the album, This Is Broken. Full Metal Jackie, Devin Townsend with us on the show, talking about Casualties of Cool. It's haunting and desolate. Devin, what makes that ambiance so comfortable to you?
Well, I think it's for a while there, when I had finished with Strapping Young Lad and all that, there was an aspect of what I did that I wanted to stay far away from anything that was overtly dark. Because towards the end of Strapping, you know, I was smoking a bunch of weed and drinking a bunch of booze, and it just, a lot of the things that I felt compelled to write about were things that I was no longer comfortable with once I got sober. But then when I started thinking about it after Addicted and a couple of these really positive sort of statements that I made, Epicloud, etc., I started recognizing that darkness thing is a big part of my personality. And as opposed to it coming out in ways that are unhealthy, it seemed to be something that I was very comfortable with if I could channel it in a way that was appropriate for where I'm at now, you know, as a 43-year-old. And Casualties became a way for me to express those sorts of dark things almost in an observational kind of way. And it was interesting to me to see that it became quiet at this age, as opposed to when I was 25 and it was SYL, right? But it's a similar kind of vibe, I think.
Devin Townsend with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna get to music from Iron Maiden and more with Devin. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend, talking about Casualties of Cool. It's, in a way, it takes listeners back to your earliest years of being exposed to music. What did you like about rural music when you were a kid?
There's something hidden about it. I like to think that through all the complicated stuff that I've written, and through all the complicated sort of paths that I've chosen, production-wise or personally, that at my core, I'm a really simple type of cat. And I think that there's a juxtaposition between being somebody who looks for things to be simple or more elegant in a way, but also being left brain, right brain, and there's chaos going on at the same time. And when I was a kid, I remember thinking about Depression era music, you know, that sort of "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" sort of aesthetic, Johnny Cash, or even, you know, the more folky stuff with Pete Seeger or whatever, and thinking that there's a darkness to that era. There was a darkness to those times that my grandfather lived, where some of the things they had to deal with in order to keep the family going and all this sort of stuff was legitimately really like a difficult time period. And the music that was reflected in that, the sort of simple bluesy sort of folky element, held a kind of hidden mystery to it that even as a kid I remember thinking, well, there's a darkness there. And it just seemed to be a really cool platform to sort of expand on when it came to the sort of production things and reverb-y things that I've come to really enjoy.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show. Quick break coming up, Justice Weekly pick from the pit, and more tonight from bands like Pantera, Intronaut, and more with Devin. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show with us, talking about the Casualties of Cool project. And Devin, how did Shay Amy Dervell's voice inform and inspire you as a songwriter for Casualties of Cool?
Well, I think a lot of my personality, I mean, and it's obvious to anybody who's paid attention to me or knows me, I mean, I'm a pretty high-strung character. I get really obsessive and really neurotic about what I do. And I mean, I'm old enough now that I'm aware of that and I work on it, but the parts of it that are just a part of me, I've had to learn to integrate it into my process. And I think a lot of the times I find myself in the company of people who are similar, right? Like people who are also high strung or manic in the way that they approach music and production and all this. And Shay is somebody that I had originally worked with on my Key album. And through a mutual friend we met. And I remember hearing her voice and remember thinking, she sounds completely disinterested in being involved, but that's maybe not the best way to put it. She doesn't sound desperate to be involved, I think is the best way to put it. And there is an aspect of that detachment that I felt I really needed. Specifically when I write, a lot of the things that I end up putting over top of my own music, unless it's a sort of mellow multi-track voice thing that I did on Casualties, it's a real, like, high anxiety type of vibe. And so to hear somebody whose voice was detached and had that sort of smoky quality to it, and without any sort of seeming need to be involved with it, it felt like she was chasing me down to be involved with this project. It was something that, you know, I presented her the music and she was like, sure, yeah, that sounds good. And over time, we ended up finding a mutual place of common interest musically, and it turned out to be a really cool thing. But it was great for me to hear somebody involved with my music. It just doesn't sound like they need it in a way. I don't know. It's a hard thing to articulate.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend. Right now I've got a tune for you that was nominated for a Grammy in the metal category. Yes, metal songs actually nominated this year. This is August Burns Red with Identity. Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show. And you've always explored different styles of music. How does the broad familiarity benefit you when you're playing metal?
Well, I think when we were younger, or at least when I was younger, the idea of heavy metal was what a lot of these current ironic TV shows or pop artists look back on. You know, with the jean jackets and Iron Maiden and the Venom back patch and, you know, feathered hair and all that sort of stuff that goes along with it. But in my opinion, the idea of metal in 2015 or 2016 now, I guess, has sort of changed to the point where it's become much more of just a dynamic in music. I mean, I hear aspects of metal, whether or not it's the screaming sort of metalcore vocals and more commercially acceptable stuff or heavy guitars and pop music, it seems like it's become integrated to just be another level of musical dynamic. And so for me, having such a strong foundation and having played metal for so many years, it gives me a leg up when it comes to wanting to represent intense emotions, whether or not that's aggression or love or anger or whatever. I can really draw on that background that I've had, as well as the background that I've got in so many different other styles of music, to really hammer it home. And for example, I'm doing a symphony next year with traditional symphonic instruments and choirs and all that. But my background in metal has allowed me, I think, to represent some of those really dark things that I used to really love about Stravinsky or Wagner in ways that I don't know if I would have been able to had I not been in Strapping or like Metallica when I was a kid or whatever.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show with us. Coming up in just a bit, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, also music from Metallica. More with Devin. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Devin Townsend on the show. We're talking about the Casualties of Cool Project. It's out now. The album has a bonus CD with B-sides, as well as a bonus live DVD. Devin, do you have further plans for Casualties of Cool, or will it remain a relatively singular, limited piece of work?
Well, I really, really think it's good. And I think the DVD, it was a pain getting that DVD produced because it was only our second show. And the first show with Morgan on drums, so to say it's warts and all is an understatement. However, knowing how jam-packed my schedule typically is, I wanted to take the opportunity in that venue to represent it in a sense. And so if people hear it, if there's at least a visual representation of what it could be. And I'm under no illusions. I've said this before. I consider, even in regards to our last question, making heavy metal is a lot like doing pornography and then trying to be like a quote-unquote real actor. It's like no matter what you do, you're always going to be like, yeah, but you did porn, so I don't know what to tell you, right? In a way, metal is similar. It's like, you know, I don't know how many people, even in my peer group, that at one time were in a doom metal band or a death metal band, and now they're doing folk stuff or ambient stuff or Radiohead type stuff, but no one's going to take them seriously because at one time there's pictures of them, you know, spiked arm bands and whatever, right? So I would expect that the thing that I do with Casualties and even the potential of how cool this could be will very likely get overlooked by anybody who isn't in the metal genre straight out of the gate, just because, you know, hey, I'm the metal guy, right? So I don't know what to tell you. That being said, who knows? My fingers are crossed that perhaps somebody will hear this somewhere down the line and be like, you know what, this is really, really cool stuff. And Shay and I are constantly writing still. It's a slow-moving process between her and I, but we still write. And by the time it's ready for another edition of the Casualties of Cool project to come out, it'll be as defined as the first one was.
Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show. Quick break up next. New music from Intronaut, along with the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Stick around. Intronaut, that was the pleasant surprise. Her Children of Bodom, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Bodom, of course, going out on tour with Megadeth and Suicidal Tendencies in just a couple of weeks. Full Metal Jackie with Devin Townsend on the show. Pick up Casualties of Cool. And Devin, tell us about what other stuff you've got planned for the year, because I know you've always got 120 other projects happening all at once.
I do. I mean, that's the thing about sobriety, I find, at this point. I've got 8 extra hours a day. So, I mean, I got to fill it with something, right? So there's always a lot going on with me, of course. And I think excitedly so, too. The last couple of years when I did Casualties and B2, I really stretched myself thin and resented the process for a while there. And so I've taken lessons from that over the past year, and I've tried to really streamline it. And so the next thing that is coming out, I think, is this book. And I've been working on the book for about a year and a half. I got asked to do an autobiography, and my first thought was just like, oh, it's stupid. You know, I'm only halfway through my career. Like, why would anybody care? But at the same time, I started thinking, well, I've had a lot of experiences, and I managed to eke out a career for myself doing this sort of DIY thing without having to compromise in many ways. And so being able to sort of document that, I think it's a really cool read, and I think it could help people who are potentially wanting a career doing a similar thing. That comes out. And now I've been working
all the time on the new DTP record, which we start recording in March. I put a ton of effort into this new record. I want this one to be killer. I want it to be just a really, really defined sense of what it is that I do, what I do with these guys, and how it fits into the touring that we've done over the past 5 to 7 years. And after that, I've got a symphony that I start. I'm doing it in Belgium with a movie and surround sound and all this. But that's sort of a little further down the line. And on the side of all that, God, I'm playing bass with people. I've got this idea of doing the Venga Boys song, We Like to Party, with like this incredibly brutal sock puppet video that I strangely can't get funded for, but I'm not going to give up. You know what I mean? Like, there's always things. I love what I do. I love the whole process. I love the productivity that comes out of it. And so, you know, I apologize for the glut of material I impose on people, but know that it's coming from a true place. I'm not doing it to try and prove a point. You know, I'm doing it because I love it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Devin, as always. I'm always a fan and supporter of all that you have going on, so I wish you the best of luck, and thank you very much.
You too, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Full Metal Jackie, more metal on the way.